A powerful woman is always on the road to personal development, and that includes several areas of her life, maybe even all areas of her life. And one of the easiest ways to do this, to get inspiration for your day, to build good habits in the day, just to fill your mind with something positive and full of knowledge, is by reading books. Now, we are all very busy, so maybe sometimes we don't have a chance to pick up a book and just sit for hours and read it. However, you should do that for even 15 minutes a day. You can do it with various ways. Maybe it's a Kindle, a physical book, or something I recommend is using Audible, because you can just do anything you can, like chores, driving, your makeup, and still be feeding your mind with really cool information. In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you 11 of the best self-improvement books to become a powerful woman. These are definitely on my top list. I started these books a few years back, actually even during the time I started my business. And at that time, I had no concept of entrepreneurship. I had not really a concept of self-development as an actual concept. Of course, I did principles of self-development in my life, daily life. However, I didn't really think of it as a general concept and a goal. But then as I started reading books, I basically started downloading ideas of other people into my head. And you would be surprised that if you are consistent with this, and if you even just listen, not even read, but listen to a book for 15 minutes a day, your mindset will completely change. And that's why I really recommend reading books, and not even fictional books for entertainment purposes, but basically books for self-mastery, books to improve yourself as a woman, to get insights, inspirations, knowledge, things that you wouldn't have had before. And that is why I made this list of my top 11 books that, again, if you have no idea where to start, if you want that extra kick to be motivated and inspired, then I'm going to share what they are. You can download them all on Audible or on Kindle, or even get a physical copy, and they will be for different interests. But they're not in no particular order. I recommend all of these. Okay, so let's start with the first one. It's called The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. And basically, it's the concept that if you continue with a small habit and you do it consistently, that is what's going to bring you results versus doing some grand gesture every once in a while. This applies to all areas of life, such as business, learning a new skill, your fitness journey. It's little by little of everyday habits that you don't notice that there's a change, and maybe you will even start to doubt that, is anything going to happen at all? Or am I just staying consistent for no reason? But at the end, there is something, and it really, really pays off. Just the key is to be consistent with it and not to overdo it. Because sometimes people say, I want to lose all this weight, or I want to be healthier, and they go on crash diets and try to exercise for hours a day, and it's so unrealistic that they're not able to keep up with it. And the same goes with, let's say, I want to make more money. Then they go and chase after all these get-rich-quick schemes or something that brings fast money, which is really hard to do these days, but they're not consistent. And then they just give up, right? Versus just being consistent with something small, like investing or picking healthier eating options and exercising for 30 minutes to an hour a day. And then boom, over time, the results are just incredible. The second book is No Limits by John C. Maxwell. This is a very powerful statement book because it will show you and you will realize that a lot of the limits you have in your mind, first off, you might not even realize you have them. It's just a way of your life. And second off, they haven't even been set by you personally. They could be a limit that is set by even a random person, even somebody from your elementary school that said a passing comment that wasn't so nice, maybe a teacher or a figure of authority or a ex-boyfriend or even a parent, something that maybe even was a joke at a time that you took to heart and now it haunts you. And you feel like you are setting a limit on yourself to why you can't accomplish certain things in your life. Well, in reality, the limit isn't actually there. What it is, it's someone else's limit that they probably set on themselves. So now they're projecting it on other people, and you're one of those people. And because of that, now you're preventing yourself from doing something. So I will honestly say this book will help you feel indestructible. It will build your confidence, and you will realize that the only limits you have are the ones that you set for yourself. But even those you can break, and it will show you how to break them. The next book is Atomic Habits by James Clear. If you have a bad habit and you just don't know how to kick it, or say you have a very difficult time concentrating at your desk and you wonder why, but that's also the same desk where you eat at, for example, then that explains a lot. It talks about a very interesting concept of kind of habit stacking, and that can go in the positive direction and in the negative direction. So for example, if you're using your work or study desk also as a place where you eat or do your makeup or scroll through social media, your mind makes the connection that this place is a place of relaxation. So obviously when you sit down to do work or to study, you have a very difficult time concentrating, or you might feel like wanting to go to the fridge and eating something. It's because you've conditioned your body to think that this is a place where anything goes, not just studying. So it talks about how to break up those habits, but it also talks about how to habit stack where it can actually go into a positive direction. Say you want a productive morning routine, and instead of just waking up and saying, okay, where do I start? You know that the first thing you do is make your bed, then you lay on top of your made bed and meditate, and then you journal, and all those three happen back to back to back and in the same spot, then you're more likely to carry on with these habits and make it as part of your daily routine. And you can't break them, because if you make your bed, then automatically your body is just drawn to the next habit. And if you do these things over time, it's going to become like a second language to you, and you are just doing this without even thinking. It's subconscious. Then there is the book of How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. This is basically with a psychological twist of principles, how to interact with successful people. And this is great if you are in an environment where you have to communicate a lot with people. It doesn't even have to be business related. It could be networking or school, or just to be a good communicator and understand people. This is kind of a book I even recommend reading once a year just to refresh your memory of the basic principles of communication and how successful people think and what you should do in certain situations. A good snippet from that book is how if you win an argument, you still technically lost an argument, because now you have bad blood with the other person. So it just shows you how to be smart in your life when it comes to interacting with other people. The caption for this book is "The only book you need to lead you to success." And I mean, I think that's a pretty good slogan and definitely worth the read. This next book is top three for me because it will give you very powerful lessons of how to live the good life. Okay, it's going to make you feel like you are in control of your life, that you can make positive change in your life, that you deserve more money, and that you deserve general well-being and to live the good life. This is an amazing book. It's called The Magic of Thinking Big by David Schwartz. I don't have much to say about it because I really, really like it so much. But essentially, it talks about how you... Here's another snippet from it. You deserve to go first class in your life. Now, of course, in this moment, you may say, I can't afford first class. I can't afford a first class ticket. I can't afford expensive clothes. But once you get even a little bit of it, or you put yourself into that mindset, you realize that you actually do deserve it. Now, that doesn't mean spending all the money you have, but it means finding ways to not cheap out on yourself, because you deserve the good things as well. And also with financial responsibility as well, right? It's not talking about the extremist form, but again, this will drastically improve your confidence and give you the motivation to pursue the things that you truly deserve in this world. It will teach you how to love yourself and to realize that you truly do deserve the best and how to actually take the steps to get the best. So it's a really good one. Then the next book is Psycho-Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz. So let me read you some of the captions from this book. It says, it's a little hard to explain. So it's kind of a book based on psychology and your subconscious mind and how you can transform your subconscious mind in order to make yourself into the person that you want to be. So some of the things it says is improve your self-image, learn to use your positive past, set and achieve worthwhile goals, develop compassion, self-respect, and forgiveness, cultivate the power of rational thinking, discover the key to a happier, more successful life. I think that pretty much sums it up. It tells you how to go dig deeper inside yourself to realize why you are the way you are and how to act like the person that you want to become and slowly morph into that type of person. Next book is The Power by Rhonda Byrne. This is from the trilogy of The Secret, the books. I'm sure you've seen the movie. And I have a little bit of a different take on this book. I don't look to it as a manifestation book because I look to God for the things I have in life and for wanting certain things. And I believe that he makes those happen. But I love this book because it really teaches you the power of being a positive person and how it is definitely in your favor to look at life from the perspective of the glass is half full, as opposed to having a victim mentality, thinking that the world is against you, being negative, just looking at situations from a non-favorable position and thinking maybe even, oh, you know, I don't deserve this, or someone else deserves this, but I don't. I can never get this. It teaches you how, if you have a bad situation in your life, how to transform that and still make a winning day out of it. For example, you've noticed that if you wake up sometimes and one thing goes wrong and then it just starts all going wrong. We've all had those days, right? It's like you get toothpaste on your shirt, then you spill your coffee, you burn your breakfast, then all of a sudden there's traffic and you're getting all the red lights, then you're late. And you just have this, like when you pull up to traffic and you instantly think, of course there's traffic because it's me and I'm having just one of those days. It shows you how to transform those days and how to make things in your favor. And I just love that mindset of just looking for the silver lining and the positivity and having control of your day. Next is, I'm sure you've heard of this one, is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. This has been a best-selling book. It actually says over 15 million copies sold worldwide. It's probably more by the time that specific book was printed. But it basically talks about a person who made his dream life and the principles of success. How to just have the life of your dreams, how to accomplish anything you want, how to accomplish all your goals, get the finances that you want, get not just finances, but basically everything. It's kind of a rags to riches story if you are a rags to riches type of vibe or you're on that path. It's a really good read. Or anyone that really just wants better results in their life and how to basically achieve anything you want in your life, that's going to show you what those principles are. Then book number 9 is The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles. This is really easy to also get on Audible. I think it's $4 or something like that. But it's a practical guide to change your mindset about money. This book is literally just about money and how it's more attainable than you think, how you can attain it, how you can change your mindset around it so you don't see it as a threat or you don't see it as something you don't deserve. and such. So really, it's like 2.5 hours or something on Audible. You can read it in a day if you want. And it's just something positive to, it's a really easy read and something just very positive. The next one is The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And it's just a really inspiring book on how to live a truly happy life where you have self-awareness, self-control, and self-respect. It's a really good self-help book, and I think it's kind of a lighthearted read, I would say. It's also a very, very easy read, but it's basically like the four promises that you make to yourself of how to be a kinder and better person, not just to yourself, but to other people as well. I think it's really positive. And like I said, it's like one of those books that just makes you feel, oh, like, this is nice. That was nice. You know, like one of those movies, but it's one of those books. So definitely add that to the reading list as well. And then the last book I want to recommend is, of course, the Bible. And I don't have too much to say because if you read it, you will understand. But it's obviously a practical book of how to live your everyday life. And I think it has all the lessons that you need about life in it. And it just really sets you up for a good mood, especially if you read it every single morning like I do. So I really recommend that. You can also get it on Audible or other types of it that kind of help explain what it's talking about and such. But yeah, I guess that is my top 11 books. I have so many more that I can get into maybe in another podcast episode. But again, if you don't know where to start and you just want to be a better version of you, or you want to consume less social media or less TV, less of these values that are not that great in life these days, less of this, like, I think we're getting so much pushed on us these recent times that it's really hard to find good information. And there's so many choices that it's easier to just give up and say, you know what, I'm just gonna scroll through social media. But just download any one of these books, even on your phone, and start listening to it for 15 minutes a day in your car, as you're doing the dishes, as you're doing your makeup, and do it consistently. And trust me, you will feel so much better about yourself. You will start to get these moments of insights and inspirations that you are surprised that you're even getting. And you might be thinking, where are these coming from? But as our first book, that's the compound effect. So I hope that you really enjoyed this episode. Let me know if you pick up any of these books because of this podcast. And you can write to me on Instagram, for example. And my handle is Karina.Vna, V-N-A. And yeah, just pick some of these up and check out all my links. I'm going to post them below. I hope you have an amazing day, and I will see you in the next episode.